And we just now realized that we're 4 minutes late, so here we are. We didn't assign anyone the job of telling us what time it was, and all of us are kind of like incapable of figuring out for ourselves this morning. So we are late. We are here. Okay, so welcome to the Coffee Chat Show. For those of you that don't watch us or haven't watched us or are just finding us, it is a Saturday morning show where we try to inspire, motivate, give you some nuggets for the week, give you something to focus on. We give you an assignment if you're interested in accepting it. We've been doing the show for 10 years. So, yeah. So we've been doing this for a decade. We were doing a live show before it was like cool to do a live show. We were doing a live show before there was Reels and before there was TikTok, all of that. So here we are. Okay, so last week we answered some questions from the audience. I'm not sure how that well that went over. I watch like how many people watch the show after the fact, and it just didn't gain a lot of traction. So I was just trying something new, throwing it out there. Mary, you've been looking for us for 5 minutes because we're late. It's not you, it's us.
Not you, it's me.
No, we were chatting away and we looked at the time and I was like, oh shit, it's 8:35. We're late. So, Mary, you're not crazy. We're late. Okay, so we're just going to continue to do a hodgepodge of whatever strikes our fancy. And if you have questions that you would like us to answer on the show, please just write them into us. And you can check out applyhappiness.com, which is scrolling along the bottom. That's the new website, my new website. We're gonna build a coffee chat show site, but our webmaster and web designer, his daughter is getting married in about a week. So I am not bothering them with anything right now because they have their hands full for sure. Last week we asked everyone to take on a goal, a 30-day goal for the month of April. So we're gonna report on ours, how we're doing, and then you can drop it in the chat how you're doing with your goal. So mine was to take 7,000 steps, a minimum of 5 days a week. At this moment on Saturday, and I'm going from Monday to Sunday. So at this moment, I am 3 out of 5 days, which is kind of pathetic, but whatever. It's kind of how I'm feeling right now. And if I do, I'm committed to doing tomorrow and Sunday to meet my 5 out of 5. So that's where I'm at. Tracy, where are you at?
My promise was to work on getting my book finished so that it can get published. And I am in conversation with a lady who does book covers, and we're talking about the photo that I want to use, talking about I have to get a photo of myself and a little biography kind of thing to put in there somehow. And at the point where I'm discussing how to lay out each page, what kind of paper to there's different kinds of
Nice.
paper. And yeah, so it's moving. It's good.
All right, cool. Karen, how about you?
I'm going to change mine. I think mine
Okay.
was consistency with studying and applying for new jobs, but I can do that on my own. I don't need, honestly, I studied too much this past week, so I burnt
Yes,
myself
you
out.
did.
I'm going to change mine to getting to the gym at least 30 minutes a day or walking outside because it's still beautiful out in Florida to move my body so I'm
Nice.
not like this over my desk.
Yeah,
Nice.
that's good. All right, maybe I should report my steps to you every day so I'll
Yeah.
feel guilty if I don't
That's my new one.
do them.
Good.
All right, so that's how we are. Whatever you guys took on, we'd love to hear it in the comments. What did you take on for the month of April? How are you doing with it? How can we support you? Like that. So today I'm doing a free prosperity pajama call for the month of April. And the way that we worked it is whoever was in the first session, which there were, I think, 20 people signed up. It's always interesting to me when we do a free class because 20 people signed up and like 7 people showed up. So those 7 people are the only ones that are getting the link for the next three because it's just a better conversation when it's an ongoing conversation. So there is an exception to that. Missy and Mary and Missy and Mary and Janet, I did send you the link because you guys are my clients and you've been studying prosperity stuff with me for a long time. So I know you'll be able to just jump right into the conversation. So for those of you that were with us on Wednesday night, I did send the link out this morning, and we're not recording it, and we're not recording it just because to protect the privacy of the people that are in there talking about their stuff. So, okay, Christy, this is good. You're going to empty your home of unnecessary items for the month of April. And so you're going to fit right in with what we're going to talk about. We are imposing the spring decluttering, get rid of your shit, fling it away, you don't need it challenge from now until the end of April. And so that goes along with the vacuum law of prosperity. So I'm going to talk for a few minutes about the vacuum law of prosperity and what that actually is. And then Tracy's going to talk about some mechanics of decluttering, like what you can do with the stuff, how you can train yourself to just get rid of it. She's an expert in all of those types of things. I'm actually pretty proud of myself. I'm pretty good at throwing stuff away. I hoard pens and pencils and paper and like kitschy desk stuff, index cards, because you never know when you might need some new index cards and things like that. But I'm really good at cleaning closets and things like that. And plus Tracy's my best friend, so I don't really have a choice, because when she comes to my house, she'll just start going through the closets, whether I ask her to or not.
Yep.
So that's true, by the way. It's not a joke. All right. So the vacuum law of prosperity says that one must get rid of what's not working and what one doesn't want in order to get what you do want. In order to bring in something new, you must release something that you no longer want or that no longer serves you, because we don't get something for nothing, right? We don't get something for nothing. So, Christy, I see your note here. Since you're a longtime student of prosperity of both my mother's and mine, I will send you the link. We will make a special exception for you. So, the vacuum law, law of prosperity says you can't get something for nothing, meaning that you can't just take in a bunch of new stuff and put it all on top of the old stuff that you no longer want or that no longer serves you. Keeping in mind, everything has energy. Everything holds energy. Karen and I were talking about this last night in regards to, we both have to declutter digitally. So the two of us are sitting on thousands of emails, just old stuff, work stuff, whatever. You just, you read them and then you think you might need them, so you keep them. So one of my commitments is I have 6 years from the firm. I have 6 years worth of emails to go through, and some will have to stay, but a good majority of them can go. So that's one of my areas. And my other personal area is my workout clothes drawer. I have two big drawers that house all my workout clothes. And I literally, Tracy would be so disappointed in me, I literally shove everything in there. It comes when I do the laundry, I just shove it in there. And then in the morning when I'm looking for something to work out, I dig through it's a disgrace. It's horrible. So this morning, Tracy, I emptied both of those drawers out on the floor. So I have no choice but to clean it up before I go to bed tonight. So that's my commitment. So vacuum law of prosperity. You must create a vacuum for your good to come to you. You must create, nature abhors a vacuum. So when you create a vacuum, nature will naturally fill it. So when you release things and let go of things, the universe will naturally send you new things. And if you're doing the rest of the work that we're always telling you to do, if you have in mind what you want to manifest, if you know what you want to bring forward in your life, then that's what you will fill your void, and will fill up that hole that you're creating with the vacuum, will be the things that you're wanting to create and that you are wanting to have to go forward into your future. The other thing is, when your space is a mess around you, It takes your energy. Even if you think it doesn't, even if you think the cabinets that you rarely open that are a big effing mess, even if you think that doesn't matter, even if you shut the pantry door so fast every time you open it so you don't have to look at the S shithole that's in there, it matters. It matters because it's in your home. It's part of the fabric and makeup of who you are energetically, and it's holding energy. This is why, what's the woman that has the feng shui book that became super popular? Oh, Marie yeah. something or other. Yeah. And she Kondo. Tells you, yeah. yeah, Marie Kondo. She tells you, you know, if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. She also says, by the way, that you should, I think it's her. Somebody said you should only have 30 books. So that's never happening over
yeah,
here.
No.
Like, let me just tell you. Because that's like a sin in 30 books. I mean, come on. She makes good points about the energy of things and what is attached to clothes, books, stuff, makeup, shampoo, all that kind of stuff, right? Karen, go ahead.
I follow her really religiously. When she first came out, I read both her books. I've seen her shows. The biggest takeaway from all of that, I mean, she'll do some stuff that you're going to feel uncomfortable with, like hug your clothes before you let it go. Like, fine, do all that. The personal stuff, save towards the end. The documents, the pictures, all of the stuff, because when you start in the beginning, that's, you get so tied into it, you don't do anything else. So that's really important. Do all that stuff on the end. She has like an order of what to do, clothes first, this, that, and the other, but all the personal stuff, save.
Okay. So maybe a good idea to look up, Mary says somebody only has 4 bras. Mary, they should look in my underwear drawer. There's like, I can't even count how much stuff is in there. So listen, Marie Kondo's great. There's lots of people that talk about decluttering, organizing. Do what works for you. There's no rule. The only rule is that you get rid of what is no longer serving you. Okay. I happen to have a flannel shirt that was my grandfather's. That shirt serves me. It's not going anywhere. It's got a hole in it and whatever, and I'll never throw it out. I just won't. So stuff, you know, there are things that mean something to you and it's important for you to keep them. And then there are things that might hold, Mary, then there are things posted in the group though, Mary, so that, you know, the rest of the world can't see it. Don't forget, you guys, if you're in our private Facebook group, only the 200 and some odd people in the group are seeing what you're putting there. So if you want to talk some more about like what you want to get rid of or the struggle of releasing things or whatever, put it in the group because we can respond to you and have conversations with you about it in there. Don't put it on the public page because the public page has, I think, 1.5 million followers and you never know who's looking at all that stuff. So if you really want to talk about something, the stuff that is in the group, you know, we ask that people just keep that confidential and within the group.
Yeah. And even in here, when you're chatting over to the side, that's
public. Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, that is public. Right. Yeah. That goes on. That's going on the main Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to get rid of stuff. Tracy's going to tell you, give you some ideas about how to do that.
Tips to organize. No. So, you know, you could really get into it with your mind and create a goal and set up parameters around the goal and why you're doing it and what's the most important thing. But if that's just overload, you just have to start. Okay. Just make a motion. And the easiest thing to do really is to get a cardboard box and put it somewhere in the garage, in a closet somewhere, so that every time you're walking through your house and you're doing your daily tasks and you come upon something that you're like, wow, I have a lot of these, immediately right then, take some of them out. You can take a percentage or you can take one, you can take two, whatever, go put it in the box and then go throughout your day. It only takes a minute to, in that moment, say, okay, put it. And then eventually
you've got one in the garage.
Well, yeah. The box will be full eventually. And then it's when you donate it or go through it again and toss or whatever. You could also decide that you're going to dedicate some time to it, put it on the calendar. Once it's on the calendar, you can dedicate a window of time, set a timer, okay? Because sometimes it can be overwhelming. So if you set a 15-minute timer, you know you'll be done in 15 minutes. And really, what's 15 minutes? And so then you say, okay, I'm going to work on my closet for 15 minutes. I'm going to work on my junk drawer in the kitchen for 50, whatever it is that you pick, you can do it like that. You can focus on a single room. You can focus on a single drawer. You can just say, however long it takes me to get through this drawer, and then I'm done. Or how long it ever takes me to get through the pantry, and then I'm done. You decide where what your goal is and what you're dedicated to doing. And whether you start with something easy or you jump in with both feet and you get rigorous about it, you're really freeing up the space. And then what happens is you're able to free up the space in your mind. You're able to go through the relationships in your life. You're able to, like, once you deal with material things, it then just becomes easy to release and let go of other things that are affecting you mentally, spiritually, physically, because you're dealing with what's right in front of you, what's in your home. I like Noelle was saying, she collects pens and pads of paper, and I like to host.
I hoard. Selena came over. I have a friend that's a school teacher, and she came over for coffee, and she was saying, like, the school teachers now have to buy their own supplies, right? Which is, you know, whatever. So she was saying that her kids need pencils. And I laughed, and she's like, what's the matter? And I said, I have some pencils. Mm-hmm. And so I went into my file cabinet There is this pencil that Dixon Ticonderoga makes, and it's from recycled material, and it's like real wood. It's not yellow. It's got a green eraser, and man, I love this pencil. It writes soft. You know how some pencils write soft and some write like hard? Okay. So I went into my thing and I said, I have some pencil. I had like 25 boxes. I'm not shitting you, of like a dozen each. 25 boxes. And my husband was like, I had no idea you had all those pencils.
That's awesome.
So I said, well, I can give you like, I give you like 10 boxes, or like I gave her like 10 or 12 boxes. So I gave her a significant amount, which truly was painful for me because I'm worried that I might never find those pencils. They're hard to find. Yeah. But like, that's how crazy it can be with, you know, holding on to something, because, you know, certainly there are more pencils in the world and I'll be able to find them. I want to give a credit where credit is due. Oceana LeBlanc, who is a friend of mine, and she has a Facebook group called Manifestation Magic, and she's in the Boston Business Women's group with me as well. She is a longtime, lifetime friend of mine, and I'm in her group, and they were doing a 7-day declutter challenge. And so I asked her last night if she minded if we, you know, borrowed the idea and gave it out to you guys as a 30-day declutter challenge, and she said of course. So just would like to give credit where credit is due there. She's a feminine, divine feminine, you know, she does all that. She's a little bit more woo-woo than I am, but she's great and she's cool. She's a Reiki master and she does lots of work with the divine feminine, and so this was a challenge that they were doing. Nice. We'll probably have her on as a guest one of these days because she's just cool. Also, I was looking at feng shui tips. So here's a couple tips so you could shift the energy in your house. You can move artwork. So some things that have been hanging, you know, some of us have the way that our living room is set up and we just love that, you know, the wall art that's there or whatever. You can move pictures, you know, you move a picture around, like take a picture that's downstairs and put it upstairs or make a swap. That changes the whole energy of the way that your house, you know, is going and just brings like a fresh energy. The other thing that you can do is open up all the doors and windows. And if you have ceiling fans, put the ceiling fans on high and just create a whole wave of like fresh air coming through. And if you don't have ceiling fans, you can go through with the towel while the doors and windows are open and stir up the air and just give yourself, I don't know, for those of you that do long drives, like we always, when we were driving from Cape Cod to my mother's for years, you'd need a time where you just change the air in the car, you know, because you were like falling asleep or it was getting stale or whatever. So even in the winter, we'd like open all the windows for like 5 minutes and just change the trajectory in the car, change the air in the car. The other thing is, and then I'll let Tracy give you some more tips, is when Tracy was saying a box, I heard Oceana say two things when she did a live about her decluttering. One, she suggested three boxes or bags instead of one. So one says to donate, one says to like rehouse or put a, or to put away. Like if stuff is cluttered in your house and it's not, it doesn't have a home, doesn't have a place to go. And the other one, so to throw away, to donate, and to put away. So if it's easier for you to, instead of one big box and then having to sort through and decide if you're going to keep the stuff or if you're going to move it or if you're going to donate it or throw it away. So you can do it that way too. You can give yourself like three different categories. And I'm pretty sure everything you pick up in your house will go into one of those categories. You're either going to find a new home for it, or you're going to donate it, or you're going to throw it out. And if you live with Tracy and John, even if you throw it out, they're going to go dig it out of the bucket and they're going to decide it's going to get repurposed in some other way. And that's not a joke either, people. So let me just tell you. And then the other thing Oceana said, which I thought was interesting, is drink a lot of water while you're decluttering. I had never heard that before. Keep yourself hydrated because you are flushing. You are flushing emotion, you know, you are flushing energy, energetic attachments and such. So I thought that was an interesting point too. I had not heard that one before.
Yeah, that's good.
So Tracy, go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, like Noelle was saying with the three boxes, when you're ready to like take on a room, it's really important to have those options available to you. Another thing is if you don't have like a few hours to really sit and dig and you come upon something, it's like, do you love it? Do you like it? Does it stop you from having the life that you want? Is there emotional distress when you hold it? Like they're really, you have to decide in a moment like, okay, I love it or I like it. I love it or I like it. I don't like it. I don't want it. Like you can't sit there and, oh, but then my, oh, but when, and oh, did you know the time? And like, there has to be a separation, because if you continue, like Christy says in her post, like if you continue to hold on to the stories about that thing,
yeah,
it could just stay where it was because you're right. So hung up on the story of it. And you really have to get to a place in your mindset where you really want a clean space, a fresh space where you can breathe and you feel, light and airy in the room that you're in, not cluttered because you're hanging on to these things from the past that really have no point in your present. They're not serving you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clothes too, right? I like that. Like if you're, some people hold on to I don't hold on to wardrobe stuff. And sometimes that's unfortunately, because then I'm all sad when I go looking for something and it's not there. Mm-hmm. But you have old stuff probably in your closet, and some pieces are meant to be kept. You know, I know that some wardrobe consultants will tell you to spend, you know, a lot of money on one piece per year, one piece per season, you know, and then you have that one signature piece and then you're adding things to it. So there's that aspect of like your wardrobe. And then there's that aspect of where if you're an emotional shopper, like your friend Noelle here, and you're making yourself feel better by buying things and then they're in your closet with the tags like 6 months later and you're like, damn, I really thought when I bought that jacket, I thought it had pockets. But instead, it just has those flaps and it doesn't have real pockets. And I'm never going to wear that because I don't like those flaps. And I usually tuck them into the pocket on the jacket. And I'm like, but I paid a lot of money for that jacket. I bought it at that bougie boutique. And this is a real story. I literally gave away, like, it really pains me, but I gave away a lot of stuff. Like my last cycle through the closet, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Because what happened is a friend of mine here opened a bougie boutique and I wanted to prosper her. So I went and I bought a bunch of stuff, like kind of just impulse, you know, shopping and thought, oh, that's really cute. That's really cool. And I didn't really kind of think it through. And so I ended up giving a lot of that stuff away. So my point in that story is, if you paid a lot of money for something, but you aren't wearing it and it's just sitting there, like, you could totally bless somebody else with that. You could bless someone else with that jacket, that top, that sweater, you know, whatever. And if you really want to bless people, look for like churches that are actually cycling the clothes to families that need them right away, because, you know, you donate, the Goodwill is a good catch-all, and so is Restore, but they do charge, you know, they put those things in their stores to then fund their programs, which isn't bad. It's just that if you really are wanting, you know, to help somebody that might not have the money to buy new clothes or whatever, you can put it out on your Facebook to your friends. You know, you can let people to know, contact you privately if they'd like to go through the bags or whatever. So lots of different ways that you can, you know, get your stuff into the hands of people that actually need it and that it could bless like right away. You know, furniture, I'm always giving away. I have a thing about recycling living room furniture every year or two. I get sick of it all because energetically I'm just always moving stuff through here. So I have given away a fair amount of furniture in my time. In fact, I just did it again. And see, Kim, I sent Kim on the Cape, my friend Kimberly Ann, boxes and boxes of clothes. And did it cost me money to send it down there? Yes, absolutely. But I knew that it was getting into the hands of the Independence House, which is a battered women's shelter. And I knew that the clothes and the coats and the shoes and everything that I had paid a lot of money for, I spent the money to ship it because I wanted to give it to some, you know, I wanted it to make a difference to someone. I didn't want to just donate it to the Goodwill. So again, nothing wrong with just donating, but you know, you have the opportunity to make sure that your stuff can get somewhere that'll make a difference. So we're running a little over time. Tracy, give us like the three most important things that they can do.
Yeah, I'm all about the closet because it's easy to start in the closet. Okay, so the way that you can pay attention to the fact that you're wearing something or not wearing something, what I recommend to my clients is all your clothes are hanging like this, right? Well, when you wear it and you wash it and it comes out of the dryer, you put it back on a hanger, and you put the hanger this way. Now I choose to put it at the end of my at the end of the clothes. So if I took it from here, I turn it around and I put it down here. So I'm not seeing it the next time I get dressed. And then you can see what have you worn, what haven't
you
worn.
That's a great idea.
Because all the hangers that are going this, you know, going in front, you haven't worn yet. Okay, same with the jeans. I hang them, I turn them this way. If I fold my jeans, I'll fold them with the thick part facing me. When I come out of the dryer, I turn that around. So now I'm looking at the waist window, right? And I put it under the pile. So then I work through my pile of jeans. Cause you have a tendency to go back to the same thing every time. And you don't even realize you just wore that last week and you haven't worn this thing in 6 months. It's really
If your friend John Coppola is watching this, my husband, if he's watching, if he's up there in his sitting room watching this show right now, he literally wears the same five. The man has so many clothes that we bought him that are so nice.
Yep.
And he wears like the same five or six things.
Yeah. I want to say also about drawers. If you don't have the money to go to Bed and Bath or wherever to buy those fancy little plastic drawer organizers, okay, you can find boxes from cereal, crackers, Chex, whatever boxes you have around the house that you're going to throw away into the recycle bin. You cut the sides, you make it like a little, and you put them in your drawer to organize your things until you want to go buy something. But to organize and to make sense of things, so when you look in a space, you have breath rather than, oh, shut the drawer. It's just one thing. And if you have any questions, please just reach out to me because I am more than happy to share more insight.
He is watching, Trace. He just commented. John Coppola, I'm going to have Tracy come and go through your drawers.
Here we go.
And we're going to see what's
Oh, and one more. I'm sorry. When I buy a piece of clothing and I bring it home.
Yeah.
Something, when one comes in, one goes out. Because if I think I need this shirt for some reason, there's something that I don't want, don't like.
Yes, that's a great, yes. That's a great, I've been trying to do that lately. Yeah, I've been trying to do that lately.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. If you, and that, and you know what that does, you guys? That's like the ongoing law of the vacuum, right? So it's like out, in, out, in, out, in. And so you keep the energy going. You keep the energy going. Karen, I haven't like let you say much. What have you have to say? I know Karen's like half asleep this morning, so I was not picking on her because she over. She did not listen to her Auntie Noel, and she was supposed to. She was supposed to study with a sand timer so that she wouldn't overstudy. But I've learned recently last night that she overstudied and made herself a little not feel well because she. Yeah, she overdid
it. I would swear I read that Marie Kondo thing 10 plus years ago, and it changed my life because I really don't have clutter. But I have digital clutter like Noelle and I were talking about. I got to go 5,000 emails, so I have new emails that come in and new business that comes in and all that. Yeah. So it applies in both ways. But Tracy, you got excellent points. I like the one about the bring something in and take something out.
I like the one about turning things around. Mm-hmm. I never thought, especially with jeans, because I have like, and I, you know, I'm pretty good about the club. Like I'm pretty good about cycling through. And now because of Tracy, I keep all my clothes are all by color in my closet, which is helpful because before everything was all mixed together. So that's a good one. Where I get caught up is bathroom closets. And like storage in my office, like the pantry and drawers in the office that are just like, you know, they've got paper clips, they got some pens, they got extra checkbook register, they got whatever, and I just throw it in there and shut the drawer. And then I don't look at it. So we are going to do this along with you, and every week we're going to ask you to choose an area. And then make some progress in that area. And then we're going to ask you to post pictures in the group of the area that you're working on. So if you want to play along with us in the spring, we're calling it the spring fling. And my theory there is we're flinging out all the stuff that no longer works. And so if you would like to participate with us and have some fun with it, then join the group. If you're not already in it, there is a group that goes along with this Facebook page. And so that's where we'll be in real time. We'll be posting stuff. And so please feel free to play along with us. So for me, I'm going to do the workout clothes and I'm going to start the email declutter. That's going to take a bit of time. So I'll start with, I have 5 different emails for clients and work-related items. So I'll start with my law firm email. That's the one where there's the most stuff because I'm always thinking like, shit, what if for a client, you know, I need to save that or whatever. But I feel pretty secure that if I haven't looked at it in 2 years, I can let it go. So I'm going to go back all the way to the beginning, which is like 2018, and I feel pretty certain I can delete. So I'm going to start backwards and come forwards with the law firm stuff, just because that's, you know, that's a little bit different than just regular emails. And I'm going to clean out my workout clothes drawer. So I'm going to post a picture of what I dumped in the middle of the floor. And then I will post an update picture later on today. And then I'll go along like that. But my promise is to start the emails and to do the workout drawer. You guys want to make a promise? We'll take it. We'll hold you accountable. We ask you to make your promise inside the group so that we can hold you accountable. And also, I do like the idea about changing art on the wall. So I am going to go look at the living room and look upstairs and see what pictures maybe I can move around. Because I think that's kind of cool. And I'd like to see energetically, you know, what that brings to change some wall art around. So that's about it. Anything else, you guys? We hope you'll join us in the group, by the way, because this will be fun. And it's a lot easier, you know, to work on this stuff when you have people cheering you on. So, and we'd like to see that group, you know, we'd like to see people posting in that group. We'd like to see that group become a little more lively. We have tried and you guys just don't cooperate. So maybe this will be the thing that spikes everybody to start making posts of their decluttering. Okay, so here we go. We'll have another week and we'll see you